More illegal immigrants en route from Texas to Muriel Bowser's DC by Hannah Blow on August 12, 2022. More illegal immigrants in Del Rio, Texas, are en route to Mayor Muriel Bowser's Washington, D.C. As the Democrat said, the situation is reaching a tipping point while Governor Greg Abbott, RTX, ships illegals to sanctuary cities. A Thursday video shows another busload of migrants preparing to arrive in the nation's capital. The video comes weeks after Bowser, who has historically supported sanctuary city policies, activated the National Guard to assist with the influx of illegal immigrants flooding the city. "We are very focused and we continue to be very focused on having the federal government do its part and take the lead in addressing what we see as a growing humanitarian crisis. We're going to continue to pursue federal involvement," she said at the time. "We need space and we need the federal government to be involved, so I've asked for the deployment of the Guard as long as we need the Guard to deal with the humanitarian crisis that we expect to escalate," Bowser continued. Over 4,000 have arrived in the city in recent weeks following Governor Abbott's Operation Lone Star, busing illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities such as D.C. and New York City. In addition to Washington, D.C., New York City is the ideal destination for these migrants, who can receive the abundance of city services and housing that Mayor Eric Adams has boasted about within the sanctuary city, Abbott said in a statement. "I hope he follows through on his promise of welcoming all migrants with open arms so that our overrun and overwhelmed border towns can find relief," he added. In an August 1 letter addressed to both Bowser and NYC Mayor Eric Adams, D., Abbott explained that President Biden's reckless open border policies have created a dangerous environment not only for tens of millions of Texans, but for communities all across the nation, including yours. "We agree that this crisis demands immediate federal action to prevent the flood of deadly fentanyl, now the leading cause of death for Americans ages 18 to 45, the unimaginable horrors caused by human smuggling and trafficking, the known terrorists from entering our country, and the countless other crimes that have been committed by the hundreds of thousands of gotaways that the Biden administration has let slip through. I look forward to welcoming you to the Texas-Mexico border so that you can see this crisis for yourself," he added. New York Governor Kathy Hochul, D., has echoed Bowser's sentiments, seeking a federal response rather than examining her state's policies that incentivize illegal immigration. Hochul has wholly ignored the issues caused by her state's immigration policies, including the Green Light Law, which allows illegal immigrants to obtain driver's licenses. Representative Lee Zeldin, RNY, a GOP gubernatorial candidate, is among those who have called on New York to take action and cease incentivizing illegal entry. "I'm not here to pass blame on a Democrat or Republican policy," Hochul said. "This cries out for a federal response."